Facebook announced today that it's simplifying its privacy controls, making it easier to keep personal information from prying eyes. It's hard to remember a time when computers and websites like Facebook were not a part of our everyday lives. Much of what's important to us is now stored digitally, on computers, external hard drives, or in cloud somewhere. But with technology moving so fast, that data could soon be lost. A team of European researchers is working on the problem. The World's Clark Boyd explains.
Adam Farquhar is head of digital library technology at the British Library. He has a keen sense of how hard it is to keep up with the amount of digital information produced these days.
The numbers are nothing short of terrifying.
But the bigger problem, he says, is the sheer variety of that information.
We're going through a period of tremendous innovation in the way that we deal with digital information, and that means there's innovation in storage formats. It means there's innovation in storage devices. There's innovation in the ways that we represent information. And there's innovation in the ways that we make sense of it and use it.
Archivists like Farquhar want to preserve as much digital information as possible. So do governments and businesses and, well, any of us who'd like our children to be able to see, say, 50 years from now, all of those bad digital pictures that we took of them. And so for the past 4 years, Farquhar has headed an $18 million EU-funded project called PLANETS. PLANETS stands for Preservation and Long-Term Access Through Networked Services. The idea is to create a snapshot of our current digital genome. The group started by choosing 5 digital objects common today, including a digital picture and a PDF document. Then they thought of all the different things someone might need to read and understand those digital files in the future.
Contrary to a book or contrary to a photograph, you can't just take the file and look at it. You need software to render it for you.
Andreas Rauber is a professor at the University of Technology in Vienna, one of the PLANETS project partners.
If you decide to keep the viewer with the data, you need to have the specific operating system that viewer was written for. And even if you keep the operating system with it, you need to have a computer that you can install that operating system on in order to run the viewer and so on.
So the PLANETS team has been putting together a series of how-to manuals. It's a kit that they hope will allow someone in the future to reverse engineer what would be needed to access this information. All of the information is provided digitally and on microfilm. And yes, there are some hard copy paper printouts in there as well. Then they took all of this documentation and put it in a locked storage chest. This time capsule was then placed in a secret storage facility underneath the Alps. Major corporations already use this facility to store their own digital records. The British Library's Adam Farquhar calls it a Swiss Fort Knox.
The facility is underneath the mountain, absolutely very serious security, armed guards on duty, one vault door after another. So we're very high level of confidence that no one will be able to disturb the time capsule until its time has come.
Farquhar says there are a couple of reasons for putting the time capsule in such a secure physical location. First, he says, it protects the data from things like natural disasters. Second, it draws attention to the need to be constantly thinking about how we're going to preserve our digital information. By placing ourselves 50 years in the future, he says, we can imagine what it will be like to unlock the vault, open the time capsule, and be confronted by what will then be archaic media on archaic formats. And that process, Farquhar hopes, will lead to better approaches to saving our digital heritage. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.